Ahead of the election this year, we are focusing here on WICC on not just local races, but that does matter. You better go out and vote. We're also focused on ballot questions that hold an awful lot of weight for residents in that town or city. And there's been a lot of noise, certainly, and I would say a lot of focus in Bridgeport on two very important ballot questions. In particular, ballot question two, which we're going to talk about. But I want to dive into both of the questions, making sure people know what they're being asked before they cast a yes or a no vote for both of them. Joining us now is Tom Gaudette, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Bridgeport. And Tom, thank you again for coming back on. I think this is 3 weeks in a row for us. We're on a roll.
Hey, whatever. I'm happy to be back.
You're like, whatever. You keep calling. I keep showing up. Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I definitely want to talk about both questions. I don't know which one you have a preference of starting with, but we're going to dive into both of them. There's a lot of talk, though, especially around ballot question two. So I'm going to give you the floor. Which one would you prefer to start with?
Sure. Well, you know, I'll just start by saying that, you know, the city council had the discretion to create one or more questions. Every time that you do a charter revision, the questions can be loaded. And just by reading the question, you don't necessarily know all about what's going on in that question, which is kind of the way that the system is designed. It's not easy to put these on the ballot. Anyway, you really want to focus on question two. I'm happy to start there. But I just wanted to start by saying the city council separated this one because there's at least a little bit of discussion and disagreement among people in Bridgeport. And that question is about whether or not our city and town clerk should be elected officials going forward, or whether after the election that happens in 2031, whether we should turn them into sort of apolitical, nonpartisan civil servants that run those two offices. And, you know, I sat on the Charter Revision Commission in Bridgeport, made up of 13 residents of the city, I being one of them. I was the only really like city official that was on there. The rest of them are truly just residents of the city. And as they thought about this, they thought that it was better for these offices to just be run by people that are professionals, people that have the skills and they know how to do the job well. This wasn't something that they felt that the electorate needed to vote on. When we go to the polls and we vote for elected officials, we tend to vote for people that have some discretion. So we vote for the mayor. We vote for city council members. We vote for Board of Ed members. And the reason we do that is because those people make budgets and vote on contracts and adopt ordinances and figure out which streets get paved. They kind of decide things for us day to day. And so it's really important that the electorate gets to decide who those people are and vote people in and out of office. But with these offices of the town clerk and the city clerk, the commission felt that they don't really have any discretion. They just perform a job function, which is very highly regulated by the state. Most of their duties do come from, you know, state statutes. And so why do we need to elect somebody that, you know, whose job it is to clock in documents or simply make agendas for city council meetings or take documents that are filed on the land records here? These are ministerial duties, we say. And so they thought, listen, why don't we do this? We like the people that are there now. At least I do. I really, I do like our current city and town clerk. We don't want to hurt them. But going forward, we should change this. And we want to make it non-political. So after the year 2031, we will allow these to be civil service jobs. So just be professionals, people that run the office. And quite frankly, day to day now, both of those offices are staffed with what we call classified civil servants, people that are not political. They don't get there through the political process, and they run the offices day to day now. So it's really not going to be that big of a change.
So here's my thing, and I'm really torn on this one. I got to be honest with you, Tom, and I appreciate you having the conversation. I agree that there are so many offices in really any municipality that I don't think should be political. I look at, for example, the Board of Education, and I just did forums here in Milford, and I really don't like the fact that we've got, you know, people who are either Democratic or Republican. Not that I don't think that matters, but when you're talking about, as you mentioned, people who are really either teachers or parents or people who are concerned residents in our town who want to, you know, to put good work forward, they're going to be either blocked or put forward because of the R or the D next to their name. I don't think that's the right way to go about a lot of offices that are held at the municipal level. However, when you look at the way that this is now being handled, so I don't hate the idea of somebody not being elected in, but I don't feel like Bridgeport's got the best track record of handling these types of hires. And the one I look at is the former chief of police, AJ Perez. I mean, when you look at the system that would be in place if we were to go with yes on ballot question two as it stands right now, that didn't work very well with Mr. Perez. I don't know if people would have the confidence in the system, the way that it's being presented. Again, love the idea of it being more civil and not having to do with politics. I'm on board with that, but I'm not really clear on how this would be done, not in a rigged way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I take your question and look, none of us are happy with what happened during that selection process. It was a black eye for the city, and, we never want that to happen again. Having said that, the response to that incident wasn't for people to say, all right, we should start electing the police chief, right? The answer to that question is we need to make sure that we have a strong, working, ethical civil service system, right? That's the only answer here. And so, going to your point about the Board of Ed, and I totally get it. This isn't even, a Democrat-Republican thing, really. It's really, for the commissioners, it was just really about, do people understand when they go to the polls and they're voting for the city or town clerk, do they even know what they do? Or, like, if you vote for candidate A versus candidate B, what's the difference? Are they going to – they don't have any discretion, right? Like, when you vote for the mayor, you might be voting for them because of taxes or because they want to build a new school or because they want to – whatever. That's not true for the city and town clerk, right? They're ministerial offices. They carry out a duty under state law to, again, take land records and, administer elections and do things like that. These are nonpartisan, apolitical things. And that's really what was driving the Charter Commission to do this. And now, and they want to make sure that it's done in an ethical way and in a way that, really follows the civil service system. So the way this would work is in 2031, or thereabouts, the Civil Service Commission will conduct a study. They will look and say, okay, what are the requirements for these positions? Like, what do they do every day? And what types of requirements should we have for the candidates that are applying? Do they have to have a certain skill set? Do they have to have a certain degree? Whatever that may be. And they establish that, and then it has to be ratified by the city council. And then there's an assessment process. They put something out publicly. They allow people to apply. And then there's an independent, nonpartisan assessment of the qualifications and skills of those candidates. And then among those candidates, only those who have been deemed qualified under this process is the mayor able to select someone. That is kind of like the purpose of civil service. And then from mayor to mayor, they can't pick and choose who these people are. They have no discretion. In fact, these people stay in their office unless they are removed for cause. And so, that gives them protection. They can run their offices effectively and ethically without politics being in the way. And that was kind of the point that the Charter Commission was trying to achieve.
We're chatting with Tom Gaudette, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Bridgeport, and we're really diving into ballot question number two, because I really think that's the one that people are struggling with. To your point earlier, Tom, I think question one, which we've heard both sides of the argument on, there's a lot in there. But I do think it really is for people to look back and see all the work that's been done by the Charter Revision Committee. I agree with you. I think that really has to be look at what's been done. I've put links on our website, voiceofct.com, for you to know before you go.
Yeah.
Ballot question.
It's not easy. I would encourage people to go to the website and read it.
Yeah,
I mean, I've heard in past interviews that it's not obvious by looking at the question. It's kind of the way the process is designed.
Yeah.
It's not the commission that did that.
Right. So we've given those resources there. I really have to keep hammering into two, and I appreciate you doing that here on the show. When you talk about doing it the ethical way, again, I'm on board with you. Would love more ethical everything, just in general, in local, state, federal government. So I'm all about ethics. With this, you know, you said something really interesting before. You said, do people even know really what the city or town clerk does? Great question. I think that most people don't even realize the weight of local elections, let alone what people do. That comes down to, I feel like, a lack of education in people's roles. I've actually suggested doing things like at the educational level, public schools. You know, we have financial literacy. I think we should have political literacy where people understand the roles of local and state government. I would love to do that, or love to see that, I would think, for public schools. In the meantime, though, you know, that those roles are very important. I mean, look, Bridgeport also has a black eye for handling absentee ballots. That's what these people do. They handle those. And so I think that's why there's so much pressure on this question, because it can't just be anyone. So when you talk about the ethical way, who would make up this civil service commission you were talking about? Who would be kind of handling putting this person in that role?
Yeah, the Civil Service Commission is a board of the city of Bridgeport. So people are appointed by the mayor, ratified by the city council. Many of them serve, you know, for many years. And, you know, the Civil Service Commission works closely with the civil service director, Eric Amato, who, you know, is, first of all, very good at what he does and a very good and ethical person. You know, and these are the people that kind of have oversight over the creation of these positions in the future, and they still have to be ratified by the city council as well. So there is a lot of oversight and attention to this matter. And I'll say, by the way, as a historical analog to all of this, you know, back in the day, the city of Bridgeport used to elect the treasurer of the city, as some towns and cities do. And years ago, people came to the same conclusion. They said, why are we electing a treasurer, right? Like, choosing between candidate A and candidate B in these types of positions often comes down to who do you like more, rather than who's better qualified to be a treasurer. You know,
totally.
This person's going to do X or Y with the treasury, right? Because, again, these are ministerial functions. It's different than choosing your mayor or your city council people or your board of ed members who are, again, exercising discretion. So the city of Bridgeport, the voters, decided to not elect the treasurer anymore. And now we have somebody who, you know, I don't know what her exact qualifications are. She probably has a degree in finance. She understands banking. She does her job. And that's what we want. And nothing bad has happened. And no one has said, oh, my God, you know, we lost our right to vote. Because, again, these are ministerial functions. These are not.
I totally hear that, Tom. I think where there is controversy around this is even what you just said. So the Civil Service Commission is going to have the hand of whoever the mayor is. I'm not even trying to attack Yanom right now, but the mayor and then the city council, which a lot of the times aligns with the mayor. I think if you're going to have a commission to appoint somebody with, to me, a lot of weight in the city of Bridgeport, especially, I think you got to have a different entity. I don't know. Because it does sound like it is still tied in some regard to the administration, whoever the current or future administration is. It still does tie back to whoever is in the main office in Bridgeport.
Well, let me throw this at you, because this wasn't my idea to do this. This actually came from some of the other commission members. And let me try to give you a little bit of light into what they were thinking. Some of the people that were on the commission felt that these jobs are too political today. So I understand your concern about who may have the ultimate appointment power and that politics may in some way infiltrate that. But I have to tell you, my fellow commission members actually felt the opposite, that the political process that currently elects these offices, right, where people are nominated by the DTC and go through this electoral process, was much more politicized and is much more likely to lead to a bad result than a nonpartisan civil service process. Of course, there are risks in all of government and in all of life, right? People can do bad things. But ultimately, when the commission members that I worked with were assessing this risk, and, you know, they did not go lightly. Like, we spent a lot of time focusing on the ethics commission and standards and streamlining, really important things. So they're on the same page with you and me, Melissa. But they weighed these things, and they said, you know what, we would rather these not be elected people. We do not want, you know, the RTC and the DTC picking people to run our AB ballot system here. We want someone who is chosen, who is professional, who is nonpartisan, who is there regardless of who the mayor is. This is what we want.
So again, this is really going to come down to the voter if you want to see, as Tom had mentioned before, other roles in the city that have become, you know, gone from elected to going a different direction where they're not on your ballot anymore. He brought up the treasurer, for example, in Bridgeport. And this, again, is ballot question number two, which, again, Tom Gaudette, I want to thank you for the work that you do in the city of Bridgeport, chief administrative officer, and for talking through ballot question two. Again, it is important, you know, first and foremost, that you do your research and you really look into the context of these questions. And if that really makes sense, you think, as a resident and a taxpayer of Bridgeport, if you think it makes sense to vote yes or no this upcoming election. Thank you so much, Tom.